Melanie asks, what are your thoughts about the healthcare system? I'm always hearing mixed things. Okay, well, do you want the tea? The tea is...
Hi guys, and welcome back to our podcast, A Little About A Lot. Today, we are talking about Canada and specifically Toronto.
Oh, I'm excited to share all of my knowledges because I love our city.
And if you don't know, A Little About A Lot is a podcast hosted by myself, Becky, and Kelsey.
Hey.
Where we talk about things going on in our lives and things that matter to us and our opinions. And hopefully you leave learning a little bit about a lot of different things.
Bazinga. That's our tagline. Not bazinga, but a little learning a little about. Yeah, you got it?
I got it.
Okay. Okay, so I know you grew up in Ontario, which is a province of Canada.
Mm-hmm. So I grew up in a town that's about an hour outside of the main city of Toronto. But then I came here for school and kind of stayed in the area ever since.
Mm-hmm. Toronto's so good.
What about yourself?
Yeah, I grew up almost about an hour outside of Toronto as well. I used to come into Toronto like after school, which is so weird for me to think about now. Because even sometimes I'm like, I don't want to drive downtown at the end of the day. And meanwhile, I was in high school, I would take the bus from Caledon, my hometown, and go in to downtown Toronto. Because I guess you finish high school at like 2:41, which is when my school ended. So I could come into Toronto and like go shopping because Urban Outfitters and stuff was only in downtown Toronto. And American Apparel. Oh, the memories. But yeah, I really liked Toronto, and I moved also after school or for school and stayed.
That's so interesting because I feel like I was equal distance away from the city from you, just in a different direction. But going into the city, we call Toronto the city, even though side story, I was talking to someone once and they were like, oh, where are you going? And I was like, the city. And they were like, what city? I'm like, you know, the city.
The city.
Come on. Anyways, going into the city was like a big deal in grade school and high school because it was just so far and you didn't have a car at that point. So to transit in was like an hour ride.
I know. I don't know how my anxiety let me do that. Like, that is so not okay.
I don't know how you had the time to do it after school. You had an hour both ways.
Yeah, we would be on a bus like back to home at like 9:30. But wow. You would leave then when the stores closed anyways.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, we just needed our fashion fix, you know, go to all the cool vintage thrift stores. Yeah.
So we're going to talk more about Toronto and Canada as a whole, but we have an email first that kind of inspired this whole podcast episode that I think we'll read first and maybe address some of the questions in it.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this because I know a lot of our listeners are from Toronto, Canada area, and also it's just such a great city to visit. So maybe we'll spark some travel plans to Toronto in the near future. But this first email is from Diana, and they say, I've never been to Canada. The furthest I've been is Seattle, Washington, and even that is already a huge difference. Texas is so far south. I've always been interested in hearing about what Canada's like, how it differs from the States, and if there's anything similar in between. What was it like the first time you visited the US, and how had you imagined it?
So this is a hard question for me to answer because I have been fortunate enough to be going to the States or the US ever since I was born, basically. Mm-hmm. My grandparents, when they were a little bit younger, used to do that thing that a lot of Canadians do where they own a second home down somewhere warm and they go there every winter. Mm-hmm. Snowbirds. I aspire to be them when I'm old. But so every winter we would go down to Florida for a week, pretty much since I was a baby. So that's kind of how I got introduced to America, which is through Florida. But although I think some people might say that that's not even really a true representation of America because Florida is kind of like another Canada because there's so many Canadians that go there because of the weather.
Well, I think that's it too, is that the USA is so big, that it's a big landmass, and the population is so huge that, you know, it varies so much from one part of the USA to the other. I mean, it's the same here in Canada. Toronto is so different from, like, if you go up to the territories.
Mm-hmm, that's
it's like,
true.
It's like its own country.
I didn't even think about going to Florida as really like going to America, but I remember the first time that I went to New York, I was in high school, and that felt big, like, oh, going to, like, the Big Apple, like, New York, you know, it's in all the movies, all the TV shows, and that really felt like kind of one of the first times really feeling like going to America, because you get that true experience that you see in the movies.
It's so funny. When I was a kid, we would always hear about America, the USA, United States on the news, and I remember I was, like, 5 or something, and my mom I'd hear about the U.S. and I'm like, what is that? Where is that? And she's like, oh, it's below us. It's the country below us. And I'm like, okay, the U.S. is the country below us. And then I'd hear America and I'm like, Mom, where's America? And she's like, is the country below us? And I'm like, okay, that's weird. And then it'd be like, the USA. And I'm like, Mom, what's the USA? And she's like, the country below us. And I'm like, you are a liar, mother. You told me that America was the country below us. And she's like, P.S., all the same thing. So America, thank you for confusing my childhood. It took me a while to figure that out. America, USA.
Mm-hmm. So when was the first time that you actually went to the States?
Yeah, when I was a kid. I think we did the Florida thing too. Maybe Disneyland and stuff. Disney World, I don't know. Not California though. So yeah, Disney World is Florida, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like my grandparents kind of live near the border, like Niagara. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure like going over there. But I think long story short is there's a lot of places in America that do feel very different from Canada. And even back in the day, you didn't even need a passport to cross the border. Mm-hmm. So like now it's a little bit scarier and different because like we can go to the airport and literally not get into America, which is insane to me growing up and it being so chill. And also I know there's a lot of privilege there because we're from Canada and, you know, usually we're let in and some people, you know, can't go to America even if they wanted to. Diana also goes on to say, there's a lot of things I wish the U.S. would embrace from Canada, but is there anything you wish Canada would embrace from the U.S.?
Money that it spends on advertising and working with social media influencers.
Ain't that the truth? That's the tea right there.
I mean, I love Canada so much, but the matter of the fact is we're just, like, as much as we're physically bigger, like, we're not anywhere near the capacity that the States is. They have so many people, so much more money to do things. Like Canada, in a way, although it's so big, often feels like a small place to me, mm-hmm. which I feel like you kind of miss out a little bit. The advantages that the States has a little bit, but I don't know.
And it is crazy to think that we live in like the biggest city in Canada. Mm-hmm. So it only gets smaller outside of Toronto, yes. right? Like yes. we are in the biggest area.
Yes, because you could be in LA and then be like, oh, but there's still New York.
Yeah.
Or yeah. all the other huge cities in the States.
Yeah.
And to explain what I meant about the advertising budgets in Canada, companies here just don't have the same amount of money to spend on influencers that the States do, just because the overall amount of money coming in is so much smaller in Canada.
Yeah, if you actually break it down, the size of Canada, the amount of people that we have in Canada is about the same amount of people that are in the state of California. So the size is very different. And landmass-wise, we're actually very equal to the United States. Our population is just way, way, way smaller.
Isn't it something like 90% of Canada's population lives within like X amount of kilometers from the border?
That's also a thing, yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, yeah, it's a little bit not the best living conditions up north. It's like cold and not as much access to different resources. Diana also says, I'm so interested in this topic. I'd love to hear your responses. Much love from Rockport, Texas.
Thanks for writing in.
Thanks for writing in. This is so interesting. And this actually sparked this whole episode. And we decided to reach out to our YouTube audience on the community tab and ask them if they have any questions about Toronto or Canada or things that they've been thinking about, because a lot of our audience is from the U.S. And also shout out to everybody who's listening that's not from America or Canada. We appreciate you too. I know there's a lot of U.K., and even Indonesia.
Mm-hmm. Love the international audience.
Yeah, much love to you guys, and hopefully you'll find this interesting too. Okay, one of our first YouTube viewer questions is from Jumpy Drummer, and they say, how often do you think about Degrassi? If you guys don't know, Degrassi is a very popular TV show here in Canada, or at least Toronto. What is it comparable to?
It wouldn't be like 90210, not really.
I kind feel like, of. Like Saved by the Bell, but also started at the same time, but then just kept going.
Yeah, and maybe a little bit more modern.
Also, though, can I be honest?
Yes.
I've never watched it.
Ever?
Like, not really.
I used to watch it back. I know it's still ongoing, right?
I'm pretty sure. They just do like Degrassi, the next generation.
The next generation.
Yeah.
I think I remember watching the first generation. Back when it was on TV, like after school. And I don't really 100% know the storylines of everybody, but I remember seeing it and being like, oh yes, Canadian TV.
It wasn't on Family Channel, which is like our Disney Channel. We just didn't have Disney Channel growing up. Maybe that's something I wish we had from the US. We had the Family Channel, which got some of the Disney shows, but not all of them. But Degrassi was not on the Family Channel, which means that I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was on like CTV or like the main Canadian.
Yeah, it's going to be on the Canadian channel right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the question is, how often do I think about it?
Zero.
Not anymore.
Drake was also in Degrassi, if you guys don't know. He was in a wheelchair and that was his character.
Mm-hmm. How often do you think about it? I always find it so interesting that people outside of Canada watch Canadian television and love it.
Well, I think that's like one of the standout shows that broke the border, because not too many shows do.
Well, I know this isn't everyone's cup of tea, but the show Trailer Park Boys is a Canadian show, but I know that it made it big in the States.
Mm.
And I was down there once and someone was asking me about it. And they were asking me if Canada's like that, which it's not.
Some parts,
but that's not the safe overall representation of Canadian life.
No. Okay, also Schitt's Creek.
Mm-hmm.
That one's making it big in the US, and I love Schitt's Creek.
They love it in the States too, which
good
is
job,
so cool.
The Levees. I'm pretty sure I saw one of the Levees, Eugene.
We did. One. I remember.
Yes, at Taroni, right?
Yep, we saw him at a restaurant just eating by himself, which is pretty cool.
It was pretty sick. Taroni's a restaurant in Toronto. They have a couple of chains, and they also have one in LA or California. I don't know where it was started, but it's a really good Italian place. But I remember when we visited California, they're like, oh, we're going to take you to Taroni. And we're like,
we
have three of them. And they're like, oh. And we're like, yeah. Okay.
Next question.
Okay, our next question is, why are so many amazing people from Toronto? LOL.
Well, thank you.
I know. Why is that true?
I mean, I can't answer this without being biased, but I really love the culture of Toronto. I think overall we're very nice, polite people.
Yeah, I think that part of it is probably the diversity here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously we're not perfect, but I think we have this small town feel, but in a city. So we have that small town kindness and, Canadian politeness about us. But also the diversity allows us to be really open to different people and walks of life. So I think that that makes us cool.
Yeah, a lot of people from Toronto have grown up with other cultures and other foods and other types of people. So we're just very accepting that way, I'd like to think.
Yeah.
Which, acceptance breeds awesome people.
I think so. But then also, that politeness.
Sorry.
Not sorry. And Valerie asks, tell us about having no pennies. How does that work? Oh, yeah. If you guys don't know, we abolished the penny. We retired it a couple years ago. So have other countries too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the tea on no pennies, Becky?
We just now round up or down to the nearest 5 cent.
Yeah.
And you win some and you lose some. But overall, it kind of evens itself out in the end.
This is what happens with inflation, right, guys? I mean, in whatever 20 years, we're going to be abolishing the 5 cents. It's just things are going to start costing more, I think.
Circling back to unpopular opinions.
Yeah.
If I could have a vote, I would say no coins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, abolish all of them.
I mean, that's the other thing. So if you're paying via credit, we kind of do have pennies/cents.
That's true. If it's an e-payment, through a card or something, then we do use cents, but no physical pennies. But I just wish that we had maybe we went back to the $1 bill and we just had bills. I like bills. I'll hold on to bills. But coins, I don't want them in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I literally, if I get change, I will put it in the nearest donation cup. I probably lose out on so much money over a year, but I just hate carrying quarters and dimes around.
I know, until it's laundry day, and then I'm like, where are them coins at? I stopped the guy at the grocery store yesterday, and I was like, I gave him a $20 bill. I gave him $40 cash, and it was only $12 that my groceries cost. And I was like, I need everything in dollars and quarters, please. And he was like, what? And I was like, it's laundry day. Just do this for me, please. The bank is closed. They close at stupid times. Yeah.
Anyways, we're getting along just fine without the penny.
We are. And on that note, we're going to take a little break. If you guys know us, our brand is kind of just nervous laughing our way through life. And we actually made t-shirts with that written on it. It's our Nervous Laughs tee. We now released it in black and white, made on organic cotton, because we're going to treat you good like that. If you guys want to get your hands on one of our t-shirts, we love them to death. I love how they're a little bit thicker. So they're kind of more structured. Have you ever had a really baggy, loose t-shirt and it just doesn't sit nicely? This one, I can actually roll the cuffs on the sleeves and it stays. I don't know if you guys understand the value of that the way I do. But you can head over to thesorrygirls.com and our shop is there and you can check out our t-shirts there. Okay, also I had one more thing to add about the penny. If you guys don't know this, and I think this is true in America too, pretty sure I heard this on Planet Money, which is a great podcast. I think it costs 2 cents or something to make a penny. So literally, yes,
I did hear this.
I mean, that's why I think one of the reasons we got rid of it is just it's so unnecessary. It's like your pinky toe.
I'd like to keep my pinky toe.
Yeah, me too. But apparently we don't need it. We also don't need the penny and we don't need to be spending twice as much to make said thing. Literally a losing game. There is a whole Planet Money podcast about that, about this episode or about pennies. And it was about how people are like holding on to them because you can't melt down pennies yet, even though there's like some of them have real copper in them or something like that. And you can't melt them down now because that's illegal. But people are holding on to them because they think that the U.S. is going to get rid of the penny. And then as soon as they get rid of the penny, then they can start melting down these coins and literally sell them for more than a penny because the metals in them is worth more. Cool. Educated.
Okay. The next question comes from Liz and they say, is Tim Hortons actually that much better than Krispy Kreme? First of all.
Well, are we comparing coffee? Are we comparing donuts?
I've never had a Krispy Kreme coffee, so I can't say.
Okay, true. Sorry, not educated in this.
But yes, 1,000% Tim Hortons is better than Krispy Kreme, in my opinion.
I think I really did enjoy the Krispy Kreme, even though I know you've said they're gross. Yeah, you're shaking your head right now.
Not a fan. I'm sorry.
I just find them so weird that you can buy it at like Walmart because we don't have like Krispy Kremes. Like there's no like store.
There used to be. They were hot for like a year. Do you remember this? There was like lineups to get into them and they would serve you Krispy Kreme donuts while you waited in the line to buy Krispy Kreme donuts.
That is so messed up. I would just leave.
I know. You're like, oh, I got what I came for.
Because I feel like people buy them like in a dozen pack for like the office or something.
Mm-hmm, probably.
But yeah, it just like, I mean, as soon as you can like buy it at Walmart, I'm like, this is like not cool and fresh. It's not good and fresh anymore. James Charles reference. But also, isn't it just like glazed? Isn't that it?
Yeah, I don't even know. Do they have other flavors besides the original? I think this is much more of a US thing than it is in Canada.
Yeah. I'm sorry for everybody like cringing right now at our lack of Krispy Kreme knowledge, but I do like how Tim Hortons has all the different flavors.
And the thing about Tim Hortons is that it holds such a special place in like Canada culture for me that I love it. If you were to just like blindfold me and give me Tim Hortons food and said, is this any good? Like it's good, but it's not like the most delicatessen, like excellent, like restaurant quality food. But it's just like the culture of it is something so Canadian that I will love it till the day I die.
You know? Even though it's owned by an American company. Cool, moving on.
So the next question comes from Corinne, and she says, why the heck is Toronto so expensive?
Okay, wait, what?
Well,
hold up.
This is a hard thing to answer. It depends what you're comparing it to, because Toronto is not any more expensive than any major city in the U.S. to live in.
No, I'm wondering if Corinne is from Canada?
If you're coming from a small town in the States and looking to live in Toronto, of course, it's going to be very expensive. Similarly to if you're coming from a small town and trying to live in New York or LA, of course, it's very expensive to live there because it's a major city.
Yeah. But so, like Ashley, best dressed, I know we were both kind of looking for apartments at the same time. And on her story, she was posting all these things about looking for apartments. And I think she said that a one bedroom in LA costs like $3,000 US, which for us is like $4,500. And a one bedroom here, I mean, it's getting pricey, but I mean, my one bedroom's tiny and I'm like over $1,500. But even a regular size one bedroom, like what, maybe $2,000?
Yeah. So I'm just wondering what she's comparing it to, because I think Toronto is no more expensive than any other major city. Rent, food, lifestyle, anything. I think it's comparable.
Yeah. And I'm just going to plug our collab with Damon and Joe here, where we did, what was it, Toronto? How many dollars did we spend?
20, I think.
20. We did a day in Toronto for $20, and they did a day in New York for $20. So there are things you can do. I know rent is really difficult, but at least having a good time. There's so many great, amazing events that don't cost too much, and cool and fun places to eat, good and fresh. But yeah, food scene here is absolutely amazing and does cost a little bit, but I think that's such a great part of life and experiencing life is a good old meal.
Okay, next up is Emily's question, and they say, do you consider Toronto to be the New York City of Canada?
Yeah.
If I had to say, people often say that Vancouver is the LA of Canada, which is another major city in Canada. I think on a very surface level comparison, for sure, I think it's one of the big cities in Canada, one of the two or three major cities in Canada.
Yeah, Montreal is obviously really big too. I guess if you're looking at like a lot of business goes down in New York, you have a lot of the large financial institutions are based there. You have a lot of headquarters of companies based in New York. Then, yeah, we're similar in that sense where I think a lot of our companies, their headquarters are going to be in New York. I mean, Toronto. As well as maybe Vancouver and maybe Montreal. Those are like your three options.
When I go to New York, I find it to be a very similar experience to life here in Toronto. You can kind of expect and find a lot of the same types of things, and the city is kind of laid out in a similar way. Like, it's a quite a similar experience in my mind, except for New York is way bigger.
Okay, I will say something though. I've never been to Chicago. Have you been to Chicago?
No.
I want to go so badly, but I've heard from most people that Toronto, like, although we might be the New York of Canada, what we're actually really similar to is Chicago based on like size and population. Like, our population to Chicago is actually very similar, like 2.7 million versus the population of New York is something like 8.6 million. So we might be a little bit more in line with Chicago, but yeah, Toronto's a big city in all of Canada and New York is a big city in all of the USA.
Okay, next question is, where should people visit that isn't very well known? Are there any hidden gems?
Wait, in Toronto or in Canada?
I'm going to assume they're speaking about Toronto. I can't even talk to all of Canada. I've only been to a couple other cities.
I know. You guys need to tell me the hidden gems in Canada.
Mm-hmm. It totally depends, too. Like, are you speaking of from the perspective of someone that's from Toronto and knows it and is just looking for something cool, or someone that's never been at all?
Yeah. Because obviously the main things are going to be like, do the CN Tower.
That's not a hidden gem, though.
Yeah, it's pretty opposite of hidden. I just think don't sleep on, like, our parks and stuff are really great. Dundas West and Ossington.
I was going to say Toronto Islands, too. Oh, a lot of people forget that Toronto has, like, an island, basically, on the end of it. And there's a beach there, and it feels like, as much as you're in the city, it feels like you're not in the city. There's like beautiful parks and walkways and places to bike and like a beach to chill out on.
Yeah, I did paddleboarding there. Yeah, we have the lake, which is really great. There's definitely mixed reviews on going in that lake, though.
That's true.
We have a really cool area called the Scarborough Bluffs, which is like giant cliffs, and they're really sharp. We filmed our Moana costume lookbook there, because that's as close as we could get to Hawaii in Toronto. But I think it turned out really good, and it's beautiful there. There's so many great things about Toronto. I think, I don't know, I need to like write a blog post or do a whole vlog about it.
Yeah,
or another like day in the life like we did with Damon and Joe.
Yeah, that's true. I always tell people, even though if you're from here, you know, but Kensington Market is this really cool like market neighborhood in the city. And it's so much like its own place and has such a culture of its own that it's unlike any other place in the city.
Yeah.
And there's so many awesome vintage shops there and really good food there that you gotta go. Oh, well, this question kind of blends into the last one, but Jordan says, I'm going to Toronto for Pride. Best coffee shops or places to eat in Toronto?
For Pride? Wow. Planning far ahead, because our Pride is what, June?
It's in the summer for sure.
Yeah. Wait, best coffee shops? Okay. So, I mean, you guys are talking to West End girls. So that's like a thing about Toronto, is you're kind of either West End or East End. It's like not a crazy, you know, line, but it's definitely a thing where it's, if it's past this certain street, like Yonge Street, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going over there.
People are very proud of their neighborhoods in Toronto too.
Yeah. And so, I mean, a lot of places I know are like going to be in the West End. And I mean, Pride takes place a little bit, just barely, in the East End. But the place that will have this answer is Blog.to. So I always want to know when I go to a city what their version of Blog.to is. So for us, there's TorontoLife.com, or there's the magazine, which I subscribe to. It's the only magazine I've subscribed to, but I love it, as well as Blog.to. .com, which is a blog, and these are going to tell you like best coffee shops per neighborhood, like new restaurants to try, things to do this week. Like if I all of a sudden it's Saturday and I'm like, what am I doing today? I just go onto Blog.to and I click on events for Saturday, and it'll be like, oh, there's this skating rink concert, there's this free yoga, there's like, you know, drag queens reading at the Toronto Library. It's just a great place to find about different events, free or affordable, or comedy or parties, whatever going on in Toronto. So if you're visiting Toronto, blogto.com or Toronto Life, and they definitely have the best coffee shops by neighborhood. And low-key, I don't drink coffee, so I don't know.
I will say there's a couple of locations in Toronto, but there's a place called Jimmy's Coffee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really good.
Oh, yeah.
Cool vibe, cool aesthetic.
But I also feel like we need to create a database of, like, every country in the world or every city and what their version of Blog.to / Toronto Life is. Because if you don't know, it's kind of hard to find it, you know? I don't want to go on Yelp. I don't want to be like, what's the best restaurants, and then it takes you to Yelp. Mm-hmm. Like, I forget, but I feel like when we were in Nashville, so somebody told us about a website, and when I was going to Bali, somebody was like, check out BaliBible.com. So every city has its own like version of this, the cool and the haps of the city, for especially for like young people like us, right? Versus Yelp, which might be a little bit outdated, or you know, some place might be marked as good, but you're like, that's not my demographic, like I don't like that. So anyways, this is a thing I need in my life. Just putting it out there in the zeitgeist.
Christina asks, where to stay? What are the top Airbnbs or hotels? Hard to say what the top Airbnbs are, just because you go on the app and there's like a million Airbnbs listed.
Okay, so I know that when I used to work in production, we always used to put people up at the Thompson. I don't know if it's so popular anymore, but you know what I just found out opened? It's called Annex Hotels. And it looks really chill. And it's in the Annex, which is in a great area. So Annex Hotel or Drake Hotel is good, but a little bit expensive. And I know they're undergoing some renovations. They're like expanding like crazy. But yeah, Airbnb, I feel like, is always kind of your best bet.
If you want to see a hotel just to see a cool hotel, you should definitely check out the Fairmont Royal York in Toronto. I think it's the oldest or one of the oldest hotels in the city. And it's just very beautiful because it's so old.
And fun fact, the Queen used to stay there when she would visit Toronto. Oh, yeah. And the Broadview Hotel in the East End. That's a hotel, right? You know when there's like hotels, but then they're just like a restaurant? No, it is still a hotel. Yeah, it is. It is. It is also a hotel, but also good food and good views. Apparently has a great view. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, yeah. Another one that I'm wondering if it's a hotel, but you know the Rex, the jazz bar?
Yeah.
It's like a big jazz bar in Toronto. I believe there's a hotel attached to that.
What?
Don't quote me on it, but very cool place to see jazz music in the city. Next question comes from Emily, and she says, other than your regular Value Village, are there any other thrift stores you like in the city?
Yeah, our Value Village is a gem. We were just talking about this today in the office. We were like, our thrift store is so good, and we're gonna keep it a secret. Our one little secret. Also, we don't want to give away like our area directly, you know. Okay, I don't know, there's like Black Market downtown, but I don't know, man.
Can I give a shout out to somebody else?
Wait, yeah,
can we do that on the podcast? I want to give a shout out to this girl on Instagram. Her name is Tasha Leland.
Yeah,
you should definitely check her out. She is so big into thrifting, and she knows all of them in the city. I think there's one called Black Diamond Vintage. She knows like all of them. So go follow her Instagram and you can find out the coolest ones because she goes to all of them.
Smart. She's not even in Toronto, eh? Right?
No, but she travels to the city all the time because she knows the good spots.
Hey-o. Also, I want to flea thrift. I need to find some places
outside. Oh, like the flea markets?
Yeah, like outside of Toronto. We don't really have like many of those, you know?
I know a really good one that is not in the city if you want to go.
Okay, yeah, I want to go because I'm redoing my parents' guest bedroom slash like my bedroom slash reading room, whatever. It's an everything room. And I'm going to do it on a budget. So I need to find some like cool things. And like that's the kind of style, you know? I can DIY some things, but I feel like their style is a little bit more traditional, so I can buy like that traditional looking dresser and maybe like refinish it.
If you're kind of in Toronto area, but you're down to travel, definitely check out the 400 Market. It's quite north of the city, but it's one of those massive like flea mall places.
I wonder if they're open on Family Day, which is our holiday Monday. I know, speaking of US versus Canada, we have all the same holidays, but they're all called different things. It's like President's Day versus whatever, Family Day, or like Victoria Day versus something else.
Yeah. And our like national holidays are very close in time too, like 4th of July and July 1st. Mm-hmm. Very similar.
Close in date, far in years.
True, true, true. Okay.
Okay.
Next question is from Kenzie, and they say, what's the most underrated and overrated part of Toronto? Ooh, good cue, good cue.
Okay, don't hate me, all my people that live downtown, including my friends, but overrated downtown. It's so busy. It's so busy, the condo life.
Yes.
I know, it's like, you know, people want to live near where they work.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get that. You don't want to spend like hours commuting. And if you work downtown, you like have to live downtown. That would take, well, you don't have to, but it would just take a long time if you didn't want to live downtown. So especially when you're young, I mean, then you're close to the bars and everything. But like right downtown, I just think is like so busy. It's a certain type of people, you know?
I agree. There's so many cool parts of Toronto that aren't the core.
Yeah.
That you could easily live in.
Yeah. And so comfortably. And it doesn't feel like that busy city.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's really only the downtown core area that has skyscrapers. As soon as you drive like 5 minutes, well, not five, but maybe like 10 minutes from Union, it's like there's no more skyscrapers.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're going north. All up Yonge is skyscrapers, but yeah. So overrated for me is like downtown.
What would you say is the most underrated part of the city? This goes back to talking about hidden gems, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know either. I'm just going to pretend it's my area because like obviously I want to live in the coolest and most underrated area. You know what I actually think is pretty fun is Yonge and Eglinton has a lot of great stuff. So it's like has that downtown feel, but you are further away from downtown, and it's called Yonge and Eligible, the area.
All but the single people live there.
It also has like a lot of the stores. Like, it's so weird. In Toronto, there's only like one Urban Outfitters, and that's all the way downtown.
There's two, but they're very close together.
And the other one's at Yonge and Eglinton. So this is what I'm saying is like
no, there's two downtown.
Wait. Oh yeah. There is two downtown. That is so crazy. Mm-hmm. There's two like downtown. Then there's one just a little bit uptown. And then there's none else in the GTA, which is so mind-blogging. Oh, there's one at Square One.
Yeah, but it's small. It's weird.
Like, yeah, that's so weird to me.
And they took, on a tangent, they took out the Anthropology, which was in Yorkdale, which is a huge store. And I freaking love Anthropology. And there's not many of them. And they took out one of them in the city? Why?
Yep, but the one downtown is like in an old church. And it's really cool.
Yeah, but still. It was so easy to access.
Yeah, I feel like, oh my God, I could go on. I love Toronto. I think there's all these little cities are so great in Toronto, these little areas.
Yeah, I was going to say the music scene, but there's no way that's underrated. There's so many really cool music bars to see live music in the city.
Yeah, that's so something you got to do. Comedy, live music.
Like theater, there's lots of cool stuff.
Theater, yeah.
I guess in that way, we are very similar to New York, too, where there's, like, a lot of, like, arts to go see.
Yeah.
Like, we're a very arts-supported city, which is amazing.
So good.
Okay, you want to read some more questions?
I got it. Grace, as someone who's moving to Toronto to pursue their career, yes, can you discuss the commuting side of Toronto? What's the subway like? Is the city easy to navigate, etc.? Coming from a person who grew up in an area like Waterloo. So Waterloo's, like, another kind of it's like our Silicon Valley, we've heard it been called. It's kind of like a tech area outside of, and it's a university town too, outside of Toronto, like an hour and a half. So Toronto, basically we have a subway system and it only has three lines, so it's not huge compared to somewhere like New York.
Okay, but I just want to say, so many people give Toronto crap for its like quote unquote bad transit.
Yeah.
But we are so lucky. There are so many cities where they have no transit at all, and you can't get anywhere without a without a car.
Yeah, that's the true reason why I don't like going to LA is because it's not a walking city. And I love Toronto because it's a walking city. It's, yeah, a transit city. Our transit is called TTC. And I catch myself a lot just being like, oh, I'm TTCing.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a Torontoism that I remember Charles, who's a YouTuber, and he was visiting Toronto. And I was like, oh, I'm TTCing there. And he was like, you're what? Yeah, so that means like I'm transiting there. Yeah, we have a subway. We have lots of streetcars. We have some buses. Obviously, it's busy, but the system is actually so, so great. And the best part is that when I was like first was using transit, we didn't have like there's an app called Rocketman, as well as a couple others. But when I was growing up, we didn't have that. So I had no clue when the bus or the streetcar was coming. You would just have to wait there and you're like, hopefully it comes eventually. And now either the bus stop will have like the times that the next bus or streetcar, or whatever is coming, or you can just check the app. And it's something so free and liberating being like you could drop me anywhere in the city and I can know I know how to get home.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know what subway to take. I know what streetcar to take. I know like the major streets. And that's like such a weird feeling. And I mean, there's not really anywhere else you can do that. Like drop me somewhere and I can get home by myself easily. Even in the town I grew up, if you were to drop me somewhere, there's no there's not a lot of transit. And I know some of the major streets, but yeah. Toronto's really special that way for sure.
Yeah, so basically you'll come to Toronto and you'll hear a lot of people complain about the transit in Toronto, but it's great. It's honestly great. We just like to be upset when the bus is like 10 minutes late, but you can get anywhere, absolutely anywhere you need with the transit. It's great.
Also, we use this thing called Presto here. So it's kind of like everything's loaded up onto a card. Like we used to have tokens and you have to get transfers. This is actually a new thing that we're really excited about in Toronto, is that if you use your Presto card, you have a couple hours to use the transit. So up until recently, like this past year, a couple months ago, if you paid for your fare, you could only go one direction.
So frustrating.
So frustrating. There's so many times I was coming home from work and I just need to like hop off, get groceries, and then hop on my bus and keep going. That wouldn't have been allowed, like a 5-minute detour. If you need to drop off mail and there's like a certain mailbox that you need to go to, you couldn't do that. But you can do that now if you pay via Presto, not if you do it by cash. It's super confusing. But yeah, and our transit's like $3 away or something like that. Apparently $3 for 2 hours now or mm-hmm. something like that.
So handy. So yeah, make sure you get Presto instead of buying the individual rides.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the app you mentioned is great. Also, all of the bus stops have like text codes on them. You can literally text the transit, which is crazy. Text them your stop number and it'll be like, all right, bus is coming in 10 minutes.
Oh my God, I totally used to do that.
I know.
Before the app, man.
I love it.
Next, Layla asks, have you been to other cities like Chicago or New York? What makes Toronto different?
been to New York, not Chicago yet. What makes Toronto different? Well, I mean, it's a Canadian city, so you've got that aspect of it. It's smaller, which is nice.
I think I've been to New York, pretty diverse.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't been to Chicago, but Toronto's quite diverse. And our food selection's diverse, too.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots of, like, fusion places, which are so, so good.
I want to say it's less touristy, but I don't know if that's just because I don't notice it when I'm in the city.
Yeah.
But when I go to New York, I'm very aware of how touristy it is. There's people trying to give you like little pamphlets to events like constantly. And there's always people taking photos constantly.
That's last time we were there, we were in Times Square.
I know. I think that's probably why. But I just feel like Toronto feels less like that. But I don't know.
Yeah. Although I've definitely been downtown. And there's so many selfie sticks.
Accurate.
But that's why, I mean, I don't really mess with downtown. I try to like stay a little bit outside of downtown. Although my gym's down there. I'm trying to find a new gym.
I know. It's like the core has some really good aspects of it, like really unique things that you can't get anywhere else, like really cool fabric stores or like even some of the bigger like flagship design stores like West Elm or CB2. Like those are only in the core, which is a little frustrating that you have to go there to get that.
It is crazy.
But it also is what makes it special.
Yeah, we also have an underground mall here. It's called The Path.
Oh, true.
It is the most confusing piece of architecture in Toronto.
If you can avoid it as a tourist, maybe do.
But sometimes if it's raining and you have to go from like point A to point B, you might be able to do that walk, which could be like 10, 15, 20 minute walk. but you can do it underground through like an underground mall.
It's crazy, but it's so easy to get lost down there. The signs are not the best. You know what I thought that they need to make is like an app for the path.
Oh, yeah.
That has like your location dot, like the way that Google Maps works. And it, you can say, I want to go to this point in the path. I'm here. And it'll draw you a little dotted line. Like, come on.
Yeah. And I know Toronto. And I know where I'm going. And I get lost.
It looks the same everywhere. There's no windows. It's mad confusing.
So feels to any tourists who have gotten lost in the path.
One more thing about the path that I totally remembered just now. A couple years ago on Amazing Race, like the US one.
Oh, wait, yeah?
Do you remember? No. They stopped in Toronto as one of their stops. And one of the challenges on Amazing Race was to navigate the path. And I thought it was the funniest thing.
Oh my gosh, shut up. Like, that's so hilarious.
Yeah, they had to, they like got dropped off in the path and they had to find like, you know, the little clue box wherever, and it was hidden somewhere in the path. And they were trying to read the signs and they were all getting lost. And even though I don't fully understand it, like being a Torontonian, I thought it was the funniest thing that was so difficult. It was a challenge on Amazing Race.
Also, Becky and I were almost on Amazing Race.
I know. But now I'm like, I don't know if I could do it. But it was so fun.
I know. We got asked like multiple times by the producers, like, hey, you want to do it? Do you want to audition?
The first time we were like honestly down. And then they didn't end up going through with, like, the type of episode they wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then the second time, they're like, okay, we're going to do it this time. And then we were like, eh.
I know. We're like, we're busy now. We have a thing now. Before, we were, like, smaller, and it could have boosted us. But now we're like, I don't know, maybe being on Amazing Race Canada would hurt us more than it would help us.
Well, and they make everyone look so dramatic and, like, complaining. We're like, what if they make us look like horrible people?
Also, like, anxiety just at, like, 10,000. Like, scary. But also traveling the world, cool. But also, are you really traveling the world? You're just, like...
Running around.
And we did know people, right, that were on it.
I think so.
Yeah, we knew some Canadian YouTubers that were on it. And they were like, yeah... wasn't so great, because you also have to take so much time off of work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like, we're literally losing money, and you win what, $100,000? And I'm like, I don't know, if we work pretty hard for a couple months, maybe we can make that much. Next up, Donnie asks, what is one thing you wish you could change about where you live?
Oh, the weather. That's an easy answer for me.
Ooh, me.
I like it warm. I like seasons, so if I could just like kick out winter and keep spring, summer, fall, that'd be my ideal.
Or like have winter for like Christmas, like, yes. You know, maybe like a couple weeks just to be like, ooh, winter, like cute pics, like go skiing.
Yeah, as soon as it was January 1st, like bring on the spring.
Yeah, this is the worst, like, and we know it. Like as Canadians, as Torontonians, we know it. February is the worst because it's still cold. Like winter, and it's the worst part of winter. I mean, at least it's getting a little bit sunnier now, but it's just like nothing to look forward to now. It's just like rainy and cold. I would change rent prices. Toronto's so great, so stinking great. Ross asks, sorry, this question just relates too heavily to what you just said. What is the weather like through different seasons? And is Toronto different to other parts of Canada?
Why are you reading it like a robot?
Because I thought that was an interesting question that related so perfectly to what you last just said.
Okay, yes, we have pretty great seasons. I will admit it. I don't think I could live in a place that was completely seasonless.
Have we talked about this on the podcast, or just you and I, about how, like, if everything was one season, like cough, LA, cough, you would just lose track of time, wouldn't you?
I think so. Like, there'd be nothing to judge the passing of time.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I know that happened at this in February because it was cold out, right? And I know it's like kind of cold in LA, but I can be like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Or like that felt like 3 years ago because I've had three falls since then.
Exactly. Yes. Like 2 winters ago, this happened.
Yeah.
So
seasons are necessary and we have them.
Yeah. And I think we have really nice seasons. Like our fall in Canada is the most beautiful thing you will ever experience up north in Northern Ontario. The colors of the leaves when they change is so beautiful. Like I wouldn't trade that for anything. So I love that. And the spring and summer here is great, too. I mean, some people like the winter. It's just, it gets so cold and it feels like it goes on forever.
Yeah. But honestly, waking up after it snowed like crazy, you're just like, I live in a different country now. It's mm-hmm. really crazy how much the seasons change everything. And I look at the seasons like different opportunities and different things to do. Like in the winter, I actually do go out a decent amount. I love like a cozy bar in the winter. You can go tobogganing, you can go skiing. And then in the summer, you know, you have beaches and bike rides and everything. So I think that the different seasons here in Canada really give you so many different activities you can do. And the weather is very different throughout Canada. I'm over on the northeast, southwest. Did anybody else see that? I have to say them out loud and point. Over on the west coast, Vancouver's like constantly rainy. Like they don't really have a lot of snow like we do. It's just like very rainy, like Portland, I think.
Mm-hmm. And even just like one city over, like Montreal gets worse winters than we do. They get awful snow and cold.
Calgary too. Calgary gets really bad winters. And then obviously we have like all the way up north to the like Arctic.
Yep.
Totally different, the territories. Yeah, Canada is vast, but I mean, we don't have any like deserts.
That's true. We got the prairies, I guess.
We were actually talking about this. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of countries where this is true. I mean, Mexico, anywhere else. But somewhere like US, you know, if we want to move somewhere warm that's still in our country, like we can't do that. But if you are from like the northern US, New York or something, you can move to Texas, Florida, California, or even just a different part of California, and have different weather. But we up here in Canada, we all got the seasons. Okay, Liv T coming in hot with the questions I don't know the exact answer to. What is the demographic ethnicity
of Toronto?
I guess so.
I don't know the exact numbers on that, but I would say it's very diverse.
I'm pretty sure we are one of the most diverse countries in the entire world.
I think it's safe to think to say and assume that you could find probably someone from almost every single nationality and religion somewhere in Toronto.
Yeah, it's actually so great. I think it makes us all way more interesting and respectful. When I go like outside of Toronto, like to cottage country, it's just so different. Not that it's like, it's not like it's bad up there, but it's just so, I'm just not used to seeing a whole bunch of like older white people.
I even feel out of place, even though I myself am a white person.
Yeah.
I feel like they know I'm from the city.
I know.
They just know, like, oh, they're from the city, folk.
They're different people. I know. City versus country folk.
Yeah, but I think that's why Toronto is so welcoming, because you can find someone that identifies with you in the city somewhere, mm-hmm. which is great.
Yeah. All right, autumn. What a great season. They ask, what do you think about America and Americans? Thoughts on American political climate?
I don't like talking about this because I know I'm not the most like educated person on every single aspect about this.
Yep.
Can I just say I'm very grateful for where I live?
Yeah. Also, it's just toxic. It's all so toxic. No matter what side you're on, it's very, very toxic right now. And everybody's just being more and more divided. We even see a reflection of it here in Canada and Toronto, no matter how great we are up here. We have certain people getting elected that are doing not so cool things and, you know, reversing great laws and sex education that is being like stripped away. I think that we just all need to be empathetic of each other's sides and understand why people think certain things and try not to have such a great divide, because it's not great. It's not good for anybody. Also, we just need to spend less energy on it.
Yeah. And I mean, overall, what do I think about Americans in America? I think America is, you know, one of the biggest countries in the world and has one of the greatest influences. And I just think that with that kind of influence needs to come the responsibility. And I really hope the best for America, because it has such a great impact on the world, that I want to see the best out of it and, you know, hope the best and believe the best out of the American population, you know?
Yeah. Also, American mannerisms are sometimes just hard for us to translate here in Canada. Like, we'll be on phones with brands and stuff or agencies based in the U.S. and we just get like, uh-huh, or just like, we're so used to a certain way of speaking up here that Becky and I will look at each other and they're like, do they like us? I don't know. And it's just, I think it's just the way some Americans speak.
Yeah, it's literally just a cultural thing. I don't think that most people hate us, but sometimes it comes across that way.
Especially on phone calls. It's so hard without, you know, like seeing somebody face to face. Yeah. But also when we were just in New York, we were saying how nice everybody is. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
New York is so nice.
Or when we went down to Nashville.
Oh, my God.
The nicest people.
So great.
Oh, my goodness. So nice.
Melanie asks, what are your thoughts about the healthcare system? I'm always hearing mixed things. Okay. Well, do you want the tea? The tea is that we do have free healthcare on most things, not everything, not birth control. Psh, psh, crazy. Craziness. You still even have to pay tax on that, I'm pretty sure. Maybe not.
Yeah. So I think why you're thinking you're getting mixed signals is because on the pro side, we do get free healthcare, which is amazing. It's not entirely free, as in we pay for it with our tax money.
Yeah.
So we get heavily taxed. Our taxes are pretty high here because it goes towards paying for everyone's healthcare.
13% in Ontario.
But the cons you might be hearing about are like wait times.
Yeah, long wait times.
And if you want to see a specialist of any kind, like literally years.
Oh my God, I was in tears once. Tears. Because I was trying to see a specialist and I finally got an appointment and I did my like consultation thing and I was like, great, we're going, it's happening. And then I'm like, okay, making my next appointment, which takes months literally. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, that's fine though, like that's cool, I'll make my next appointment. Waited like 11 months for my next appointment. They call me like the week before and they're like, she's retiring. And I'm like crying. I was like, I waited so long for this, are you kidding me? So I mean, you can pay, right? Maybe not even. I think a lot of people, if you really need something, people will go to the U.S. where they can pay.
Yeah, so that's the upside of American healthcare, because you do have to pay for it. When you need it, you can kind of get it right away, which is great, although it's probably expensive. Yeah, because it's so common here that you just know if you have to go to the hospital or the emergency room, like you are there for hours, like your entire day is wasted.
Yeah.
I used to have to go to the hospital quite often because I would get such bad headaches, and I would know exactly what I needed to fix them.
The drugs.
Yeah, and they give me the same thing every time, but it doesn't matter. I still had to wait there like a minimum of 4 hours every time in excruciating pain, because that's how the free healthcare system works. If someone's in worse off situation than you, they get treated first.
Yeah, I remember a certain YouTuber was visiting here and we were talking to her at Buffer Festival, which is like Toronto YouTube party thing that they have, and she's American, and she's like, I had to go to the hospital for a thing, and we were like, oh my God, hope you're okay, blah blah. It wasn't a big deal, but she was like, I had to wait so long. She's like, this is insane. And we're like, oh yeah, I guess that's a thing. But overall, I think it's super grateful that I can go to the walk-in clinic and get some medicine and pretty much have to pay nothing except for a couple hours of my time versus somebody else that has like strep throat or something really bad. It can cost you so much. It can be like life ruining. When something for us, it's not life ruining, it's just like I had to spend a couple hours in the room versus spending like your entire savings account.
Yeah, and it's the medication still costs us money. We don't get that for free, but it's like the doctor's time. Mm-hmm. And just like being in a hospital, that's what we get for free, which is amazing.
Yeah,
I know, even to have a baby in the States costs you so much money to actually birth a child, because it costs money to be in the hospital having a bed.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
Doesn't that cost us here too? I don't know.
I don't think, I feel like no, we might have to pay more for private rooms, but I think if you're in labor and you're going in the hospital, you'll get helped.
Yeah, or at the very least, like you don't have to pay a lot. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to pay thousands, right?
Yeah, yeah.
A recent rule is that if you're under 25, it used to be like, yeah, if you were like on your parents, or I don't know. But yeah, if you're under 25 now, you get free drugs, which is good. I know, I remember, because we have a couple employees that are under 25 and we have health insurance here. And I remember when they announced that, I was like, wait a minute, we pay for like our employees to get these drugs. And a lot of them are they're all under 25. And then I don't think our health insurance went down, which is so BS, because the government is paying now. Anyways, there was a whole letter about why it's not going down. They're like, we cover for our other things. And I'm like, ugh, rip off insurance. Okay, this is a great last cue, and it is, why do you guys decide to keep your headquarters in Toronto instead of moving to LA like a lot of other YouTubers tend to?
Good cue. We get asked this all the time.
I ask myself this all the time.
Well, I mean, you just listen to us talk for an hour about why we think Toronto is the greatest city. So that should lend some some thoughts as to why we like staying here.
Yeah, there's a couple things. I mean, here we are a bigger fish in a small sea, if you want to call it that. A lot of Canadian brands do know who the Sorry Girls are, and, you know, we might get TV opportunities and stuff because we're one of the few, or like one of the successful YouTube channels doing like a niche thing here in Toronto, versus if we were in LA, we'd be one of many.
Plus, a big thing for me is, maybe this is cheesy and sentimental, but I love Canada so much, and I want to see great things happen for it. And I want us to get better at, maybe I was talking earlier about how there's no funding for anyone in Canada. So if everybody keeps moving to the US, there's never going to be anything better happening in Canada because there'll be no need for it. There's no one here to spend the money on. But if influencers stay in Toronto and we start creating this huge pool of awesome content creation happening in Toronto and Canada, then things will change and Canada will become, you know, it could be comparable to the LA scene. And I don't know, I want to be a part of that, like, movement. You know what I mean? How cool.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that, like, not, you know, running to somewhere is part of it. But also, I think the reason why Canada, or at least Toronto, just the opportunities aren't there is just because of our population size, too. Is that we do have, like, opportunities. We have the exact same opportunities. It's just that our opportunities are scaled down. In comparison, our opportunities are actually better. Like, the amount of audience we're reaching, like the amount we might get from a Canadian brand deal versus an American brand deal, I mean, the Canadians have to pay more, and they're reaching less less of an audience than the American brand deals and the size of the American audience that they're reaching from our channel. But rooting here in Canada for sure, Toronto.
And as a very high level simplified answer to this whole thing, I've built my life here.
Yeah.
I have a family. I have a house. I have an awesome team that I couldn't ask everyone to move with me. I like what we've made here, and I want to stick around for a little bit.
Yeah. My friends are here. Family's here. I feel like if we ever, we wouldn't, but if you even think about moving, in my head, it's just like temporary, you know? Like, I could never even think about doing that for like a long term because, yeah, home is Canada. Home is Toronto.
All right. Well, I hope we answered all of your burning questions about Canada and Toronto. I'm sure there's some that we missed. So if you have any questions about Canada that we didn't get to, please email us at podcasts@thesorrygirls.com and we'll respond to your cues next time.
Okay. Also, I had an idea. Mm-hmm. Let me know if you're on board. What if we did like not a meetup, but just like a night out?
Mm-hmm.
But like everybody. And we'll tell people. We'll be like, we're going out. We're going to go to this bar or something, or like we're going to go do this yoga class.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be so fun?
That would be so fun.
It'd be like a meetup, but not just like, hey, it's just like, no, we're going to spend the whole day together and we're going to do fun things.
Yeah. Stay tuned to our Twitter @thesorrygirls to find out when that happens.
Instagram happens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any brands on board want to like hook up with us? If you're listening, brands. yeah, that'd be so, so fun. We need to do another Toronto meetup thing again soon. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of A Little About A Lot. If you have, you know, an extra minute, you can rate, subscribe, review. It means a lot to us to keep this little podcast train going. Choo choo.
All right, see you next week.
See you. Bye. Hear you. Yes.